One reason the Ebola epidemic has spread so quickly through West Africa is that the region was blindsided. Ebola had never before broken out in humans in that part of the continent, and now scientists are trying to trace how the virus got there, as NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports.
It all started in the summer of 1976, in the heart of Africa, what was then Zaire. People were dying from a strange disease along the Ebola River. They had fevers, stomach aches, and rashes. Some had internal bleeding.
What's so nasty about it is that it sort of effectively melts your blood vessels. Like you sort of drown in your own blood.
That's Peter Walsh. He's a wildlife ecologist at the University of Cambridge.
Eventually, they identified it was a viral illness.
A virus, and they named it Ebola Zaire, after the river and the country. About 300 people died in the outbreak, and then a year later, poof, Ebola Zaire vanished, not to be seen for another two decades. And when it did come back, the virus started hopscotching around Central Africa.
It went away for quite a while and then comes back. This year it's here, next year it's 30 kilometers down the road.
But for the most part, for the last 40 years since its discovery, the deadliest strain of Ebola has stayed in Central Africa. And then, last December, people started mysteriously dying again, this time all the way across the continent on the western tip of Africa. And when the tests started coming in, they showed it was Ebola Zaire. The big question now, how did Ebola get there? How did it travel across this huge swath of land without anyone noticing it? Guinea isn't anywhere close to the Ebola River. It's about 2,500 miles away. So this is like jumping from Boston to San Francisco. Peter Walsh says that for some scientists,
finding Zaire in Guinea was like earth-shattering. How could it be over there? That's not the endemic zone.
There is a leading theory. It flew in on bats. Scientists have tested enough bats at this point to suggest the virus is widespread among them. And Ebola is more like a cold in bats. It gives them the sniffles, but they don't die, so they can keep spreading the disease. Plus, bats really do get around. Peter Daszak is a wildlife ecologist with EcoHealth Alliance.
Bats don't need a passport to cross borders. You know, hundreds of thousands of bats migrate across countries. And we've shown that in other countries that they have really large ranges and take the viruses with them.
Are you saying that, like, there's basically giant colonies of bats spread across basically, you know, the entire West Africa that are carrying around Ebola, like in the skies and in the trees?
Yes, I am. It sounds scary, but, you know, bats have a very wide distribution and people are becoming more and more populous across that distribution. So these viruses can emerge anywhere where the wildlife reservoir lives.
Okay, a couple of big caveats here. This is still a theory, although it's their top theory. And while scientists have found traces of the virus in individual bats, they still haven't been able to figure out which species might be really responsible for spreading it. And Daszak says Ebola outbreaks are still pretty rare. There have been about a dozen reported outbreaks of Ebola Zaire in 40 years.
It's a bit like a giant earthquake. They happen very rarely, but they're very devastating when they happen.
Still, Daszak says, if Ebola Zaire could crop up in Guinea, it could appear anywhere in West Africa, where about 150 million people live.
Yeah, this opens up more people at risk, and not only more people at risk in the regions where the viruses are, but more people at risk across the world.
Cities and towns in West Africa are getting bigger and more connected, and that means there's more air travel in and out of these regions than ever before. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.